beautiful souls. Welcome to Plant Fed Sia. This is a Soul Menace series, episode 5. If you haven't watched or listened to episodes 1 to 4, then please do so first as this continues on from there. You can watch or listen on my website, plantfedsia.com, or watch on my Instagram. There are my Instagram videos, or you can listen on Spotify. Just search up Plant Fed Sia and it'll come up. So this is just a quick one. I just wanted to do a quick update. Firstly, I wanted to address all of the fake news that's going around the spiritual communities and the awake groups. There is so much of it. I've seen a lot of it myself. Now, these people that are starting it, they all work for the same masters. Now, when there's there's a far side on both sides. They want divide. They don't want unity. They want us apart. So don't play their games. Don't share their posts. I know it's hard because a lot of us in the spiritual communities and the awake groups, we care and we want this evilness to be done with. So when posts do come out, we feel like it's our duty to share it. But make sure that it is true before you do share it. And if it's something you can't prove, tune into it first. Use your intuition, because all these posts are doing creating more fear and then people in that fear state of mind and making decisions out of panic and fear. It's weakening their connection to their higher selves, which is weakening their intuition. But also, I know there are a lot of people in the spiritual communities with quite large followings that a lot of people look up to and a lot of people trust that are also spreading fake news. And again, I've seen this myself. So even if it's coming directly from a medium's mouth, then still tune in and use your intuition. Even with the info that I'm sharing with you, don't just believe everything you hear. Use your intuition, see if it resonates with you, and then share it if you feel like it's true. But what I wanted to cover today was forced ascension. Now, a lot of you might have seen it with your own eyes at the moment, but haven't quite understood what's going on. Now, this comes down to the split. Now, the split is something that's happening which a lot of us have been talking about for years, but we just haven't known how it was going to play out or how it was going to happen. So it's happening right now. And so I just wanted to share that with you so you can utilize this information to help yourself and your loved ones. So the split is a split in our timeline. So here's our timeline here. Mother Earth and the universe want to ascend and want us to ascend with them. So that timeline is branched off going like this. But also the cabal don't want us ascending. They don't want us spiritually in our power. So this is their timeline here. That's their 3D crappy cabal timeline. Now, this is why there's a split in timelines. And you'll probably even see it just in everyday life, just how opposite things are. And this is that split in timelines that we're still sharing this space on Earth, but there are two timelines going at the moment. Other people are saying that there are multiple timelines and there are a lot of timelines going on. I've only seen two. But this is how forced ascension is happening. So the universe, Mother Earth, is conspiring in our favor because they want us on this ascension timeline with them. So they are doing everything in their power to push us and nudge us onto this ascension timeline. Now, the more work we need, the harder these nudges are going to be, and the more turmoil it's going to create. But this is all to help, which you will see. So in order for us to ascend, we need to be vibrating high. We need to be raising our vibration and vibrating high, and to do that we need to be spiritually, mentally and physically healthy and strong, And we can't be doing the things that are affecting that. Now, some things that affect that is holding on to trauma. Now, trauma creates deep blocks within us, but it also lowers our vibration, and we're vibrating lower than we should be. So how force ascension is happening with this sort of stuff is that the universe is sending us energy that's amplifying us, that's amplifying what we already are. So if we are holding on to trauma, whether we know it or not, if we're holding on to trauma, the universe amplifying that, so it comes up so we can deal with it, so we can acknowledge it and deal with it. So that's how the universe is conspiring to make us deal with things that we haven't dealt with to get better as well. Now, you might have seen it already. There are a lot of people that are struggling mentally at the moment, a lot of depression, a lot of suicidal people as well, especially men. Now, this is all to do with that. It's all to do with suppressed traumas that are coming up to the surface again. And the universe is saying, this is here. This is what you need to deal with to get onto this ascension timeline. Here it is. Deal with it. Now, if you are in this position or you know someone who is, please help them see a healer and deal with it holistically, because that's truly the only way to deal with anything, is to deal with it spiritually, mentally, and physically. So deal with it holistically, and then that raises your vibration, and then you get onto that evolving ascension timeline, which is what the universe wants for us. But if you deny it, if you just throw meds at it, which temporarily just masks it, you're not dealing with it at all, and you're staying on this crappy 3D fake timeline. Now, all that amplifying energy, it's amplifying who we are. So if we don't have suppressed traumas, if we don't have anything that we need to deal with, then that's amplifying us. So if we're in a good space mentally, physically, and spiritually, then you will be shining so brightly right now. You won't be getting stressed. You won't be getting caught up in all this fear stuff, and you will be beaming. That's because the universe is amplifying who you truly are. So essentially what this force ascension is that it's shining a light on the things that we need to deal with in order for us to grow and evolve onto this ascension timeline. Now, it doesn't just have to be mentally, it can be physically as well. A lot of people might have had physical issues which they thought that they've healed, but it's coming back to the surface again. Now, that's also the universe saying, hey, this needs to be dealt with, deal with it holistically in order to raise your vibration and to move onto this evolving timeline. Now, if you are dealing with gut issues, even chest issues, especially if it's come back, then that is also a sign of suppressed trauma, because we hold trauma in our gut and in our chest, and it affects the brain as well once the gut is out. So these can manifest as anything to do with digestion issues, but also any gut things like SIBO or even autoimmune illnesses that affect the gut, and also breathing issues or respiratory issues. These are all signs that there's trauma that has been suppressed. And the true way to get through that is to see a healer and help heal yourself holistically, bring that trauma up and get it out. And then you'll start seeing changes physically, mentally, and spiritually as well. And also, because of these two timelines, this is why so many true seers and true mediums are having trouble seeing exactly what's coming over the next couple of years, because the timelines, while they have split, they have been doing this as well. Now, the only reason when they intersect and cross over like that is when we're empowering the Cabal timeline. So we've given it enough power to come over and cross over into our reality, and then we can push it back out. Now, the way we keep the 3D timeline away is by focusing on ourselves, by healing. When I say focusing on ourselves, I mean working on our vibration, working towards this ascension timeline, which is empowering the ascension timeline and disempowering the cabal timeline. Now, that's how we get around it. So we want to be working on our vibration, working on healing ourselves, working to be the best of possible version of ourselves, and that will empower this ascension timeline. And so when this ascension timeline is really strong, it makes it a lot harder for this 3D cabal line to cross over with it. Now, I've seen this cabal timeline. It's horrible. It's like a horrible sci-fi reality that they've got planned there. So we don't want that reality. We don't want even our worst enemies in the history of the world to be in that timeline. It's horrible. So this is why working on your vibration and disempowering them and their timeline empowers our timeline. And eventually it'll just fizzle out. Like, it'll just completely be disempowered. But other signs as well, other little universal signs and nudges aren't just to do with our mental, physical and spiritual health. It could be to do with our kids as well. I've had a lot of parents say that their children's schools are mandating certain procedures. Now, you can either, well, you've got two choices here. You can pull your kid out of school and homeschool them, or send them to a different school that might be like an alternative school, and then go on that ascension timeline with your child, or you can do what the school is saying and then stay on this 3D timeline as well. Now, it can be other things like your work. If the work is doing something that you don't like, which isn't part of who you are, that's the universe telling you to get another job or to move out of there or start your own business or do something else. Maybe the universe is telling you to start getting into your spiritual work, into your healing modalities, or you know, something like that. There's always a sign here, especially now. Or even to move, it could be telling you to move house, it could be telling you to move cities, it could be telling you to move away from the city and into the country and be more self-sustainable, or it could be telling you to do the opposite way around, because the city might need your energy to dilute what's going on. Just follow those universal signs and the universe will have your back. And now, this doesn't mean not going out and standing up for your rights and standing up for human rights and stuff like that. Just do it from a place of mana, not from a place of fear. When you're going out there, be in your power. Don't do it because you're scared of what might happen or you're scared of the future. Do it because you know that everything is going to be okay. And it is your right to be doing that. Don't do it out of, I'm really scared, that's the only reason why I'm here. And that completely shifts your reality as well, by being in your power. And by doing that too with info that you hear. If there's heavy info that you hear, be in your power. Be in a mana mindset or a mana heart center state. When you hear anything, and then you never get scared of anything. Use info to empower yourself, not to be scared. Like, I know there's still a lot of people that I talk to, when I tell them something, they freak out. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't share info to freak people out. I share info to empower you. So I'm sharing this info with you so you can make sure you're on this ascension evolving timeline, while we're equally disempowering the crappy cabal timeline. Now, this is why raising your vibration is the single most important thing we can be doing right now, why I mentioned it in the last episode. When we are raising our vibration, we're empowering the ascension timeline, and as I said, disempowering the cabal timeline. So do a detox. do a water fast, meditation, breath work, eat high vibrational foods, which are plant whole foods, especially raw organic fruit. We are what we eat, and a high vibrational body needs high vibrational food. And dish the dead foods. I've gone into detail. I've written quite a lengthy post on my website, plantfedseer.com, about how to raise your vibration and all the different ways that you can do it. Now, when you're raising your vibration, you will physically, mentally, and spiritually get healthier and stronger. So your spiritual connection will strengthen as well. So I hope that makes sense. So that's the single most important thing we can be doing right now is raising our vibration. And then if you have the energy to help those around you to raise their vibration too. And it said in the last episode, in episode 4, it's also about this gateway that we're holding open, but it's also about empowering the evolving ascension timeline. Okay, so just quickly, I just want to say that I have turned off the chat in Telegram. The last episode went viral and I was just being completely smashed with questions and comments, and I can't get back to everybody. Although I would like to, there's just far too many. I run a busy business outside of this. I have kids, and one's homeschooling and one's a very, very energetic toddler. So I have to find a medium where I am honoring my spiritual work, but also honoring myself and not depleting myself by trying to help everyone that comes to me. But this is essentially why I'm doing this video series, because I want you to be in your power, that you can do exactly what I do. You just have to remember. And so this is why I'm putting this series together, so you don't need people like me. So we will all be spiritually in tune like I am, so we can all do this. So essentially, I don't want to be anybody's guru. I want you to be your own guru. And I'm just trying to share info to spark that remembering in you. But also, I'm working on a course as well. So you can work with energy, so you can do anything with energy, from healing, cleansing, shielding, protecting. You can do a lot once you understand how energy works. And it's quite a powerful thing to do too. So again, this is hopefully to lessen my workload with trying to help everybody, is putting these videos together so you can help yourself by watching them. Anyway, I'll leave it here. I send you all so much love, light, awakening, mana. I love you all. Bye.